You are listening to a program from BBC Radio 4.
Mona Siddiqui, good morning.
Good morning. Je suis Charlie was all over social media yesterday in widespread condemnation of the tragic killing of the Charlie Hebdo's journalists and policemen in Paris. A show of solidarity with the dead and the injured and an act of defiance against Islamist perpetrators. This was a cold and carefully planned attack after years of threats against a satirical magazine for its cartoons of the Prophet. The editor, Stéphane Chabornier, known simply as Chab, was one of the victims paying the ultimate price for a magazine which would refuse to be silenced, especially in its portrayal of religions. For some people, the magazine was outrageously bold, overstepping the boundaries of decency and taste, while others saw it as clever and inspirational, challenging anything and everything, central to the establishment, with its own history and ideals of the French Republic. It's been closed down before. It's run out of money, warned for being too provocative, but it stood resolute, with the editor once saying, "When activists need a pretext to justify their violence, they always find it." And in 2012, he bravely told Le Monde, "I would rather die standing than live on my knees." For Sharp, there was never any intention of giving in to fear, telling The New Yorker that mocking Islam must continue until Islam is just as banal as Catholicism. Ridicule against extremism was his weapon, and it angered those who could only confront satire with guns. But in using the Prophet as an excuse to kill, the gunman also chose to ignore the Quranic reprimand of Muhammad himself, that he had no right to impose his belief on others. The defense of free speech is again at the forefront, and while freedom of expression may never be absolute, let it set its own limits rather than be frightened into submission. I've heard many people say that just because you can say something doesn't mean you should, and at a purely pragmatic level, that may sometimes be true. But it is free expression which gives minorities the right to practice their religion, groups to hold anti-war rallies, and journalists to expose the tyrannies and hypocrisies of power. Freedom of expression, with all its messy boundaries, lies at the very core of liberal societies. If you lose this fundamental and hard-fought privilege, you've lost the very soul of Western freedoms. These actions will only entrench social tensions about Islam in Europe. But the irony, of course, is that now more people will see the very cartoons those gunmen wanted banned. And they will also see that their actions killed 12, but brought together thousands across the world, waving a pen in their hands, holding vigils, and showing that if gunshots try to divide us, the simple act of being with one another can still unite us.
That was Thought for the Day with Mona Siddiqui.